Saying as ever, we've got the gang in, and we've got come to me in a minute. How could we forget? It's only Hannah Banana Barker.
Hello, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good.
Good.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
I'm my own angel face.
You are a bit of an angel face, yeah.
Oh, thank you.
And we've also got Josh in as well. Morning, Josh.
Morning.
How are you?
I'm good.
Good week?
Yes.
Oh, I'm intrigued. What did you cook last week?
Thank you, remember.
It couldn't have been memorable, did it? Could it? Did you burn it?
Cottage pie.
Ah, cottage pie. Now, do you put cheese on your cottage pie?
You do put cheese on it, but I didn't.
But why is that, then?
Because we ran out.
Right, OK. Fair enough. Now, we're going to get straight into it. Ask me anything.
Yeah?
Who wants to go first?
Josh, do you want to go first?
Should we say ladies first?
Okay.
Let's go ladies. Go on. Ladies first. Ladies first.
Okay. What film star would you be and why?
What film star would I be? Oh, blimey.
Dead or alive.
Dead or alive. Yeah. A film star.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I think I'd be Steve McQueen.
Really?
Yeah, because he had like a craggy old face, but and like me, and and he was cool, unlike me. I just picture him now in that scene where he's throwing his baseball up against the wall and catching it.
Oh, okay.
You remember? In some film, it's Great Escape. That was it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why that came. Steve McQueen. Then I'd be Steve McQueen. Mm. There you go, easy peasy lemon squeezy. What about you, Josh? What would you be?
Tom Cruise.
Tom, yeah, there is a resemblance, Tom Cruise, isn't there? Don't you think there is a resemblance?
Yeah.
Yeah, there is. There is. It's Tom Cruise. So you, why would you want to be him?
Because he does like all the action kind of stuff.
Right. Okay. And you see yourself as being a bit of an action man. He does. He does do a lot of his. I think he does a lot of his own stunts as well. Like a bloke called. Do you remember Michael Crawford? I doubt it. No. Michael Crawford's about 110 now. He used to be in a programme called Some Mothers Do Have Them. And it was a 70s sitcom. And he used to do all his own stunts. One of them included hanging onto the back of a bus while he was on roller skates. And he was quite an amazing bloke, actually. Anyway, what about you? You asked the question.
Who is Fiona out of Shrek? Who plays her?
Cameron Diaz.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You, Cameron Diaz?
Yeah.
There is a resemblance.
Because I want to be a Charlie's Angel.
You want to be a Charlie's Angel?
Yeah.
All right, okay. Yeah. Good enough, good enough. What's your question?
You said you went in next week. Who is the taking over your show?
Ah, next Tuesday will be a gentleman called Chris Mew, who is really, really old. In fact, he is our oldest presenter. Have a guess how old he is.
52.
Well, I'm 52 this year, but he's a lot older than I am. Chris Mew is actually 74 years old.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I thought that as well.
That is amazing.
That's really old, isn't it? That's older than most people on the planet. But no, Chris is looking after the show next Tuesday. And he used to be in a band. How sad is this? Chris Mew used to be in a band, okay? He was married at the time, and the band said, we're off to London to make our place in the world, make our mark in the world. And he said, well, I can't go because I've just got married and wife's pregnant. I can't just disappear just like that. So he stayed behind, whilst the rest of the band, Mark King included, went off to London, formed Level 42 and never looked back.
Oh,
That's gutting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway, old bitter and twisted Chris Mew will be in doing the show next week.
I kick in the teeth.
All right, okay. So you've asked a question that Hannah can't answer. So I've answered it for you. Okay, my question is, if you could have any pet in the world, what would you have?
a monkey.
A monkey?
Yeah.
A little one?
A orangutan.
A big orangutan? Yeah. Yeah. Brilliant. That's what you'd have, yeah. An orangutan.
Because I am a monkey.
Yeah. Yeah. So you'd have an orangutan. What would you call it?
King Louie. Yeah.
All right. That was from a film, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Jungle Book?
Yeah.
Jungle Book. Have you seen the new movie, Jungle Book?
Yeah.
It's brilliant, isn't it?
Yeah. I got it.
Yeah. What about you? What pet would you have? It's a hard question, isn't it?
It probably sounds like really basic, but a cat.
You'd have a cat? You can have R2, if you like. Have you got any pets?
No.
You haven't got any pets?
What? A talking cat?
That would be good. A talking cat.
Yeah.
I've got to be honest with you, I wouldn't have any pets if I didn't have to. If I had the choice, I wouldn't have any pets whatsoever.
You are so sad.
Hey, I don't think we'll end it there.